Welcome to the Raise with Jesus podcast, 10 minutes every day where the life of Jesus meets yours. You've got your Sunday preview for July 28th, 2019, the seventh Sunday after Pentecost. Where's my line? And this Sunday, we especially consider the question of contentment. Our gospel reading for this Sunday comes from the Gospel of Luke. We read the first 12 verses of chapter 10, and then we skip ahead to verses 16 through 20. We see that those who share in the burden of gospel ministry rejoice that their names are written in heaven. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them out two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. He told them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. So ask the Lord of the harvest to send out workers into his harvest field. Go your way. Look, I am sending you out as lambs among wolves. Do not carry a money bag, or a traveler's bag, or sandals. Do not greet anyone along the way. Whenever you enter a house, first say, 'Peace be to this house.' And if a peaceful person is there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Remain in that same house, eating and drinking what they give you, because the worker is worthy of his pay. Do not keep moving from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and they welcome you, eat what is set before you. Heal the sick who are in the town and tell them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But whenever you enter a town and they do not welcome you, go out into its streets and say, 'Even the dust from your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off against you. Nevertheless, know this, the kingdom of God has come near. I tell you, it will be more bearable for Sodom on that day than for that town. Whoever listens to you listens to me. Whoever rejects you rejects me, and whoever rejects me rejects the one who sent me.' The 72 returned with joy, saying, 'Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name.' He told them, 'I was watching Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Look, I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will ever harm you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names have been written in heaven." In our sermon today, we will consider our reading from Philippians chapter 4, verses 10 through 20, where Paul writes, "I rejoice greatly in the Lord now that you have revived your concern for me once again. Actually, you were concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I am not saying this because I lack anything. In fact, I have learned to be content in any circumstances in which I find myself. I know what it is to live in humble circumstances, and I know what it is to have more than enough. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, while being full or hungry, while having plenty or not enough. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Nevertheless, you did well by becoming partners with me in my affliction." That's verses 10 through 14. And that is most of what we'll talk about in our sermon today. And the inside front cover, the reading from our confessions, these are, you know, portions of our Lutheran confessions that really relate to what we talk about today. And this is from the Apology to the Augsburg Confession, Article 8. We ask the question, what is church? What is church? According to the scriptures, we believe, we hold, that the church is the congregation of believers who truly believe Christ's gospel and have the Holy Spirit. We confess that in this life, many hypocrites and wicked people are visibly mixed in with the congregation. They have the fellowship in outward signs and are members of the church according to this fellowship in outward signs. In other words, they might have their names in the membership books, they might show up and stand up, sit down, and even sing along, but without faith, they are not truly members of Christ's church. And they may even hold offices in the church, such as preaching, administering the sacraments, bearing the name of Christian. However, the fact that the sacraments are administered by the unworthy does not detract from the sacrament's power. Because of the call of the church, the unworthy still represent the person of Christ and do not represent their own persons, as Christ testifies, "The one who hears you hears me." In Luke chapter 10, our gospel reading for today, even Judas was sent to preach. When they offer God's word, when they offer the sacraments, they offer them in the stead and in the place of Christ. Those words of Christ teach us not to be offended by the unworthiness of the ministers. In other words, number one, we define God's church as the believers. And so that's often what we call the invisible church or the communion of saints. They are the believers who are gathered in a particular place. That is the church. And then secondly, the efficacy or the fact that Holy Communion is Christ's body and blood for the forgiveness of sins, the fact that baptism actually gives the washing of rebirth and renewal even to little babies, that fact doesn't depend on your pastor. The fact that the sacraments work, that God has forgiven your sin, and that even if your pastor is a scoundrel and a jerk, even if that were the case, the word of Christ would still work. And so that really provides a lot of confidence that we don't have to worry as to whether we actually have the sacrament or if at some future point, and this happens, you know, every now and then, a pastor is exposed as being a criminal of some sort. You still have the Word of God preached to you. You still have the sacrament given to you. And so you can be confident that you have been forgiven and that you also share in the gospel ministry that Jesus has won for you. And he has called you to that, to participate in the ministry that he has given to you. And so overall today, talking about where's my line, you know, driving down a foggy road, we might consider, we might wonder where the road ends, the ditch begins. The Christian life can feel that way when the thoughts of the world around us begin to influence how we think. Last week, we asked what commitment looks like. Today, we consider the ministry that Jesus has committed us to. And so we pray. Lord Jesus, you have called me to deny myself, take up my cross, and follow you. Give me a heart that loves to serve you and others. Open my eyes to see how I participate in this ministry. Amen. We have worship 9 a.m. at 2250 South Holland Savannah Road in Maumee. You could also tune in at YouTube. Just search for Resurrection Maumee. God bless your day.